October. And yeah, there's music reviews, album reviews, show reviews, book reviews, arts. Everything is in this little magazine that I love so much, and everyone should be checking it out. This was Anna with one N, your host for the Discorder show on CITR 101.9. And I'll be signing off with a tune from, just to please the little Mexican that's in this studio today, a tune from the Arctic Monkeys. They are not featured in Discorder magazine, but oh well, they are having a show tonight and we're going to be there. We're actually leaving really quick to get ready and go party with them. They're playing at the Orpheum tonight. I believe you can still find tickets. And yeah, it's going to be a good show. So I'll be signing off for that. Thanks for all everyone that listened. Just all the way to Australia and Mexico. I think my mom is listening too. It was a great show. I had a lot of listeners for the first time, I think. So thanks for listening, guys. Hola, mama. Un beso. And here they are, Arctic Monkeys, from with Brick by Brick from their newest album that they're playing tonight. Song is Brick by Brick. Oops. Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Until next time.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. Yes, we do. I am here until 7 o'clock. And that was the Discorder show. That was Anna. Very, very cool. excuse me here. Got here. I'm okay. I made it. And Let me tell you, though, I just had myself the grossest meal of all. I stopped by McDonald's because I was in a rush. And I thought, well, I would like to try to eat healthy. So I ordered, I thought, well, okay, I'll have a grilled chicken sandwich. And it was like the Thai grilled chicken sandwich. Awful. Just, I'm warning you all, don't bother. Don't waste your time. It was really nasty. I swear there were like, I think there were like cucumbers or zucchini in it. And it just didn't make any sense. And I'm driving and I was getting food all over the place. Blah. All right. But anyways, let's stop talking about my dinner and let's move on to some music. How does that sound? All right. Sounds good to me. So what shall we listen to? I don't know. Let's see. How about a little Constantines? We haven't heard them in a while. So the Constantines, these guys are a band out of Guelph. So Guelph, Ontario. And this album I'm going to play is something from. It's called Shine a Light. And it's Three Gut Records. So that's the label. And I'm going to play us Young Lions. Yes, this is a great song. Yes, Young Lions, as I'm talking out loud and getting my song ready here. What can I tell you? I can tell you that it's Wednesday already, which means 3/5 of the week, also known as 60% of the week, is done. Then we hit the weekend. Yay. Alrighty. So, like I mentioned, this here is the Constantines, and the radio station is CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll be right back.
three, four.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, that right there is a Vancouver band from back when, from a little while back. That was the Tonics. I'm just looking at two CDs that I have here. And they're both compilations. And the reason why I got slightly confused is because I'm going to play something from this other compilation, of which the Tonics are on as well. And interestingly enough, I'm going to play something next from the band The Smugglers, and they're also on this other compilation. So I'm having like sort of weird confusion moments here. So anyways, the song there was called AstroTurf, and the comp you can find that on is called On Guard for Thee. It's put out by Oh Go Go, which is an Australian label. It is a collection of Canada's youth gone bad. Now, other bands you can find on this compilation that was released back in 95, I believe, around 95. Let's see. So that was like 16 years ago. Other bands are Bum, Chicks Dig It. Now, Chicks Dig It, interestingly enough, I just heard from the hubby, who's also in the band Pluto, was in the band Pluto. So speaking of, wow, all these connections. That would be my husband. He was telling me that Chicks Dig It are apparently going on a 20-year reunion tour. Go figure. Chicks Dig It, so the Sub Pop band out of Calgary, are reuniting for a tour. Well, that should be interesting. Okay. Now, let's see who else is on this compilation. That McDonald's sandwich just did not hold very well in my stomach. Blech. I'm telling you, if you weren't listening earlier, I got myself the... Now, here's what I got. Don't do it. It's the chicken sandwich. It's like a chicken kind of burger, if you will. But I got the healthy one. I got the chicken breast. But the Thai style, ugh, it was nasty. It was like, ugh, tasted like vomit. Don't get it. All right. Okay, so, yes, that's what we heard. Let me get back on track here. That was the band, the Tonics. Okay, now let's rewind and find out that, hey, we listened to the Arcade Fire in there before the Tonics. And we heard something from their new album, which is called Month of May. So that's their most recent album. Is it new? That's, you know, debatable. It was put out a while back. And that, of course, so that album by the Arcade Fire is a Emerge Records release. And then what else? Oh, we started the whole set off way back when with the Constantines, with the song Young Lions. Alrighty. My name is Anita B. This here is CITR 101.9 FM. I see Val. Val is here. Val Cormier is in the house. So no fear. The 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock slot will be, you know, graced with her presence. Her show, of course, is called Folk Oasis. All right. Okay. What else do I have going on here? As I talk to myself, oh, this is what I'm doing. You know what? I've heard rumors. People say if you talk to yourself, or that they've done studies. I don't know how true this is, but that those people who talk to themselves are, apparently they're smart. Smart people talk to themselves. So I like to think, because if that's the case, I'm a genius, right? I'm like constantly talking to myself. All right, now, what are we doing next? All right, that's right. So we are going to be listening to something from a local band, The Smugglers. Now, The Smugglers, who doesn't love The Smugglers? Now, this is a good song that we're going to be listening to because, yes, it's The Smugglers, but it's a cover that they're doing. And I'm going to play something off this O Canada. It is a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. How cool is that? And so I love The Smugglers, who are sort of, are they broken up? I don't think they are. I think they're just lying dormant. Is that a good way of putting it? Lying dormant. Like they're... And they've been around. I mean, The Smugglers have been around since, I guess, the early part of the 90s. Yes, crazy, huh? What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. Okay, so The Smugglers, right. So they're covering the, The Pointed Sticks. That's what we're going to be listening to. We're going to hear the song, What Do You Want Me to Do? This is a good cover. It's a good song. It's all good people. We have another hour and 10 more minutes of this Canadian music. Avec moi. My name's Anita B. And this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, it is. All right. Maybe I'll come back with some weather. And maybe I will tell you some other interesting things. I don't know. Just keep tuning in. Here we go. The Smugglers on CITR. And I do know enough to know that this is not The Smugglers. This is actually, by the way, this is a band called Teen Generate. So this is a Japanese rock band, and they're covering Teenage Head. The song is called Top Down. So let's just keep listening. How does that sound? Then I promise you'll hear the Smugglers. All right. That's what happens when you have really short songs, which that song is. And I, the DJ here, my name is Anita B. I have to do two set lists. I have to write out a regular DJ playlist, and then I have to. This week is apparently SoCan Radio Log Week, so I'm just running a little bit ragged here. Anyways, this is CITR 101.9 FM. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the sort of focus of the show is Canadian music. So that which we just heard was the Smugglers covering the Pointed Sticks' song, What Do You Want Me to Do? Yes, so what do you want me to do? How about I continue to play us some Canadian music? Doesn't that sound like a plan? Let's listen to something from local band Fine Mist. They are comprised of two lovely youngsters, young adults. Yes, they are. Megan and Jay. So Jay Arner and Megan McDonald, I do believe. They have a new album out here at the station. It's called Public Domain. And these guys rock. We're going to hear, let's find us a long song so I can do all my paperwork without having an aneurysm. That might be nice. Let's see. Like I mentioned, it is So Can Week. So I have to fill in all these drudgerous sheets. Drudgerous, is that a word? Okay, here we go. Song 11 is called Murder, Murder. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Murder, 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 murder. It's hard enough to feel another. Oh, murder, 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 murder. It's hard enough to feel another thing. You're watching me slip up now. I'm making out with other people.
All right, you are listening again to CITR 101.9, and our computer is just really backed up, and I don't know what's going on here, so let me try to do this again. Here we go. Okay, let's just continue to play some stuff here. Let's hear from the Safe Amp Society. That sounds like fun.
Of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man,
I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Radio plays the greatest, it's bad. sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, that right there was Tegan and Sarah, not Tegan. I read it kind of like when I see the word, the name Megan. So, but it's, apparently it's Tegan and Sarah. That was a good song. It's called Floor Plan. And you can find that song, sorry, I'm all tied up, on The Con. That's their album that was released, I'd say about 3 years ago or so. 2007, so 4 years ago. Yeah, and they're out of Calgary originally. Now, apparently, one or both of them live in Vancouver. Yeah, so I know at least one lives in Vancouver. So, hey, that person might even be listening to me. But identical twins. Isn't that cool? All right, so before we heard the girls, Tegan and Sarah, we heard some Sloans. So from way, way back, we're talking all the way back from the album Smeared. And that Smeared is their first album completely. And Smeared was released, oh, good grief. I want to say in 2000 and, no, sorry, not 2000. I want to say like 1992. Yeah, that seems about right. We heard the song 500 Up from the Halifax Boys, Haligonians, who now I think all reside in Toronto. And then there was some Quest for Fire in there. The Greatest Hits by God, we heard from their new album, Lights from Paradise. And there you go. That's a band, by the way, out of Toronto, Quest for Fire. And all right, it is 7:18 or so. And let's do a little weather. Let's see what's going on in our world of meteorology. So, weather, Vancouver. Now, apparently I heard that... Apparently, I got to stop saying apparently. All right. Let's see. Tomorrow is supposed to be a gorgeous day. Do you know this, people? A high of 18 tomorrow. Mostly sunny. So, sunny with a high of 18. It says cloudy periods, but I'll just go with sunny because I'm in a positive mood. And then... this is typical Vancouver. Okay, so tomorrow's nice, sunny, high of 18. Then we hit Friday and it's cloudy with showers and a high of 14. Then we hit Saturday, the weekend, with rainy, light rain, but of course it'll be overcast, with a high of 14. So we're kind of into our fall, aren't we? We definitely are. Then Sunday, a high of 14, well, but mainly sunny, according to this forecast. So who knows? I have gotten into jogging, though. Yes, I have. I know you're... There's a collective gasp, all four of you going, whoa, Anita B's jogging. By the name, my name is Anita. So I'm your host, Anita B. And I started jogging in late June. Yes, I did. And so we're already in late September, June, July. So 3 months of me jogging. That is like world record. And I have decided, I think. Now, if I put it out there, then it will force me to follow through. This is why you're the second sort of group of people I'm telling. I have decided to enter myself in a race. It's hard for me to say this without laughing. Yes. There's a race here actually at UBC. I think it's called like the Great Trek Run or the Trek Run, something like that. It's an 8K. And I generally run about 7 kilometers. It was every day up until recently when it started getting gross out. So let's see. I think I could pull off this 8K. I think. So that should be fun. That's at the end of October. That's here on the campus of UBC. Watch me have a stroke. That's what I call it. All right. So let's continue with some Canadian music. And what do we have? Let's see. I've got something from Mint Records coming up next. Yes, I do. Let's hear something from the compilation they put out. About 5 years ago. It's called the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. And we could hear something from my husband's band, couldn't we? Why not? Who cares? I'm not pandering to him. I don't really care. It's not commercial radio. No one's paying me. All right. So let's hear something from the hubby's band. And I never play him. If anything, because he is my husband. Oh, and look at this. The CD's missing. Isn't that great? Yeah. Actually, you know what? I actually have another Pluto CD though right here. Uh-huh. Let's go to this one. This here is... Yes, they're on here. I know they are. Yes, they are. Actually, I don't like that song, so I'm changing my mind. Now, the CD in that CD was missing, in that CD case. So let's go. Sorry, we're okay here. I'm okay. I'm just doing double duty in case I'm sounding completely out of my head, which I am, it's because it is SOCAN week, so they're monitoring everything we play, which means I have to write double, and then I have to like say how long the songs are, what time the song started, not just say the artist, but who exactly was the composer. So lots of fun. All right, back to my intent, which is to play Canadian music. So here, let's hear something from this compilation. It is a Mint compilation. It's a different one. This one is a Wii. It's a Team Mint sampler. Yes, it is. But no Pluto this time. Let's hear some Vancouver. We haven't heard them in a while. So Vancouver is an all-girl four-piece band out of Vancouver. And I guess they could be classified as cougars. I mean, due to their age. I mean, I'm a cougar, so if I can say it, you know, whatever. The song is called Phone Calls. And they're still around. I bet you a couple are listening to me talk about them. And the station, they're great. They're great girls. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This here is Vancouver.
Distributel, all high-speed internet services include unlimited downloads, so you'll never have to worry about caps or contracts again. With Distributel, you'll pay the same low price every month no matter how much you download. Plus, for a limited time only, enjoy free installation on all internet services. For more information, call 1-855-USAVE, visit distributel.ca, or find Distributel on Facebook to access cool contests. Distributel, welcome to a world without limits.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Now, that band right there was a band out of Quebec. Now, is it Montreal? I'm not exactly sure, but I'm thinking, well, somewhere in the province of Quebec, because they are Francophones. And by the way, one of my favorite band names is the Francophobes. That cracked me up. So, speaking of French people, yes, we have Les Breastfeeders. Now, the name of the album is Dawn Le Gue du Jour. Now, I cannot speak French. So, in the G-U-E-U-L-E du Jour of the day. So, Dawn Le in the heat of the day? No, it can't be heat. That wouldn't be heat. Anyways, that was the Breastfeeders. Okay, now, before them, we heard a band, well, local. That would be Vancouver. And the song we heard was Phone Call. And that you can find on a compilation put out by Mint Records called It's a Team Mint Sampler. And then Little Tegan and Sarah before that. My name is Anita B. And this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music is what goes on here. Yes, it is. Now, if you're interested in a different sort of, I don't know, party, if you will, there is something going on October 6th. Speaking of Mint Records, this should be interesting. A woman, I can't at the top of my head remember her name. I'll look it up though. She's putting out a book called something to do with 20 years. And it sort of is a summary of Mint Records 20 years as being Vancouver's sort of premier indie rock label. And they're having a party to release the book. Now, it'd be nice if I had her name on me or anything, but I'm busy filling out SOCAN forms, so... So, Google it. That's all you need to do. I'm giving you the seed. You go out there. You germinate the idea in Google. You'll find out the details. I know for a fact that the party, so it's a book release party, is happening on Thursday, October 6th. That is correct. So, somewhere in the city of Vancouver. All right. Now, let's continue with our Canadian music journey. And why not listen to sort of my favorite new Canadian guy band at the time of right now. And that would be Chad Van Galen. He has a new album out. It's called Diaper Island. And this album, was recorded, I want to say Calgary. He's from Calgary. But he has done a lot of his recordings on his own in his bedroom, in his parents' basement, I think. So, and where this one was recorded, let me just double check. I can usually tell you by looking in the CD. What does it say? It says right here. So he's on Sub Pop. This record's on Sub Pop. And it doesn't really say now, does it? You'd think he might give credit to somebody. I suppose maybe he recorded it on his own. I don't know. All right, there we go. There goes my CD. And this is why I'm not a professional jockey. They don't pay me the big bucks here. No, they don't. That's all good, though. So anyways, back to Chad Van Galen. His new album, it's called Diaper Island. And why don't we hear song number, four. That's called Heavy Stones. Here we go. The station is CITR. The show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this here is Chad Van Galen.
October 4th at the Biltmore, it's San Francisco indie poppers, Girls, touring in support of their latest CD, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Advanced tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. Sunny and the Sunsets and Papa will open up the show. Doors are at 8 p.m. Girls, October 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
You're the she here with me, I said. And can I be your he, I said. Let me touch on your feet, I said. Your mouth is so fucking sweet, I said. Can you trip over me, I said.
Oh, Yeah. Yeah, home, yum. Oh, yeah, home, yum. Da, 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 da.
From Victoria, that right there is Frog Eyes. We heard the song Bushels from their album Tears of the Valedictorian, and that was released on Scratch Records about 4 years ago or so. And there you go. That song was over 8 minutes. Isn't that crazy? Yes. Now, Frog Eyes is interesting. There's a few sort of members of the band who people who recorded with Frog Eyes on this record, for example, were Spencer Krug. Okay, so Spencer Krug was one of the songwriters slash singers in the band Wolf Parade. So this band here, Frog Eyes, out of Victoria, Spencer Krug then moved to Montreal, and the band Wolf Parade was formed. Yes. By the way, I only have 8 minutes left of this show. It's been a very stressful show. I've been doing double duty, actually writing my SoCan playlist, and I've been writing my DJ playlist. And this happens like I think once a year, where you have to write all these weird details. So henceforth, I decided to play that 8 minute song by Frog Eyes. Yes, and I don't care. It's all good. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and I am actually, it was a 9 minute and 13 second song. That's how long that was. My name's Anita B, and I'm almost out of here. This show is slash was Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We have Val Cormier coming up. Her show is Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. She's here from 8 until 10. Yes, she is. Now, I'll probably leave you with a song or two, and we're going to... Oh, but before, let me tell you, before we heard Frog Eyes, the song before that was called Animal Behavior, from the album Milk, and the artist was Hawksley Workman. All right, and there we go. Now, we're going to move on. We're going to hear something from Pluto, as I sort of promised before. Let's hear some Pluto. We haven't heard them in ages. And this song by Pluto, where are we at here now? All right, here we are. This song by Pluto is Failure, and you can find this one on the Mint Records Presents, the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. This was all recorded in the CBC studio. Now, this song, Failure, was recorded way back when, 1994. It was recorded for the show Nightlines. It was produced by Todd Elvidge, and there you go. And Pluto, if you are not aware, we're comprised of Ian Jones, John Onpu, Justin Lee, and my husband, Rolf Hetherington, my lovely hubby. So whatever we get off the me playing this song, Rolf, let's you know, party on that 82 cents. Maybe we'll get that much coming in the mail. All right. I say we. I guess we share our money. I don't know. All right. So here we go. This is Pluto on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca. Men, what's your game plan? The Canadian Cancer Society wants you to be aware of three cancers that can affect men below the waist: prostate, colorectal, and testicular. Prostate and colorectal are two of the most commonly diagnosed cancers in men. Testicular, while not as common, often occurs in young men and can be successfully treated if detected early. Learn more at cancergameplan.ca and cancer.ca. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at